From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown is back in California after 5 whirlwind days in China. Ben Bradford followed the governor throughout the journey and reports it ended pretty much as it began.
Governor Brown walked through a lush garden and past a tranquil pond at Beijing City Hall to once again sit with a government official.
Well, I'm very glad to be here.
Brown and Beijing Mayor Chen Jianing pledged in generalities to work together. Then it was off to Tsinghua University for a remarkably frank discussion with Chinese environment officials and scientists. It contained direct criticism of President Trump's climate change stance, which formal meetings have avoided. Government researcher Dadi Zhu through a translator.
Mr. Trump is just fueling such doubts and lack of trust in scientific evidence.
The visit also included talks of California and the university creating a new joint institute for climate studies.
I'm counting on you and all the smart people in this university. I didn't study science. I studied Latin and Greek. And that's not going to help solve our climate change problem.
Over the course of the trip, the governor signed multiple non-binding agreements to collaborate with China on clean technology, including pursuit of joint investment funds and an incubator for clean tech businesses. State Air Resources Board Chair Mary Nichols will be one of the officials responsible for hammering out details.
My dream is that in a few years, we're going to see big companies that are binational or multinational.
Governor Brown says the trip had another overarching goal.
What I wanted and which I accomplished is to further build the alliance for dealing with climate change.
The results are to be determined, but this week's trip to China and the governor's meeting with its president showed he has an international audience receptive to the effort. In Beijing, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.